It bothered me so much that this is, and I'd 10 years earlier, I'd gone on a 40-day fast right after the Vineyard to touch my Baptist church because I wanted to have more anointing for healing. And I never fasted much in my life. And they hadn't done hardly any since. And this is the second 40-day fast. And it was connected to this. All of these kids and all the ones I want to tell you about, every one of them, they didn't need a healing. Every one of them needed a creative miracle. And we were seeing healings, but we were not seeing creative miracles. And remember the last sermon, Ann? That's the 23rd day of this fast was with the first creative miracle when she got brain restored and everything. But anyway, so we went from these children, all of them, who needed healing. I went to northwestern Indiana, right on the border of Illinois, to this church, a big evangelical church. And I told the story of Ann Harrison being healed of Parkinson's. And the next night, another 12-year-old blonde is there, blue eyes. She reminds me of Grace. And she stands leaning up like this. Her dad's kind of holding her up. They said, "We don't go to this church, but we heard about your story last night." I forgot her name, but she said, "My daughter is the youngest person in the United States with Parkinson's." I prayed. Again, I focused on her more than anybody. Prayed for her probably more and as much time as the whole rest of the church put together. I really, really thought she was going to be healed because, you know, she came with faith and, you know, it seemed to me like it was. And I'm not saying it wasn't, but there was an expectation there. And as the longer I prayed and she wasn't getting any better, she was getting discouraged. And when she got discouraged, tears would fill her eyes. They weren't running down her cheeks yet, but enough was there that's making her nose run. And she would try to wipe her nose with the Kleenex with the last little bit of self-respect. And she didn't get healed. Then I went to Anderson, Indiana. And I'm preaching. There's a guy over here, probably 22, 21, something like that. Tall, dark, handsome man. And I have this theory that likes attract. It's rare that an ugly man marries a beautiful woman. Or vice versa. It's just rare. There's this thing of likes attract. And I said that for a reason. You'll get it in a moment. So I feel like I'm supposed to go over there, and there's something there. I'm supposed to pray. And I'm working my way.